Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. This is written, of course, by the Apostle Paul, one of his 13 letters, and he says this, "To this he," referring to Christ, "called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter." Well, it's that time of year when the leaves change, the air cools, and baseball reigns. It's World Series time, where a lifetime of memories are made for baseball fans and will be made for generations of fans, younger and older, like you and especially like me. The World Series begins Friday night, pitting the American League champion Houston Astros against the National League champ, the Philadelphia Phillies. For me and for many, it's a time of remembering, of reflecting upon and comparing similar moments from the past, of every pitch, at bat and hit, every agonizing strikeout in a crucial moment, along with unbelievable game-saving plays, sometimes questionable umpiring calls. All of that, though, woven together into the lore of baseball history. Nothing like it anywhere. I can remember as if it were yesterday when I was a young boy living with my grandparents in Long Island, New York, probably 7 or 8 years old. They came from Poland. They were my mother's parents. And they came from Poland through Ellis Island's long legal immigration lines. Grandpa instilled in me a work ethic and the love of baseball. I remember watching game after game with Grandpa on his 10-inch wide black and white television screen. I also remember in particular watching Don Larsen of the New York Yankees as he pitched a perfect game in Game 5 of the 1956 World Series against the Brooklyn Dodgers. It still is the only perfect game ever thrown in the history of the World Series or any postseason playoffs. The Yankees won that World Series in the 7th game, but that particular Game 5 that we watched together was the last baseball game Grandpa and I would watch together, as a day later, he suffered a stroke when we were packing the car to go fishing that morning together. My friends, the most meaningful of relationships in life are a lot like that, filled with joyous, glorious, mountaintop highs and disappointing and long valley lows. Excitement mixed with unexpected heartaches and disappointments. Memories of fulfilled and unfulfilled dreams, of home runs and strikeouts, of perfect games, of fishing trips and strokes, all forever etched on the fields of our days. A few years ago, a dear friend drove me around where he grew up as a child, and today is still home for him and where he runs some of the family businesses. It was a privilege hearing the stories of his growing up in that town, of seeing the buildings and the silos and farmhouses, seeing his childhood home and the restaurant that they often ate lunch at, and looking at pictures in his offices that would frame the memories in his life and that of his family through the years. Wherever we find ourselves, we should cling to and cherish those uplifting moments, those memories, those traditions and values established through the years of our journey. Some of you may remember one such moment that I shared before, which started in 1967, just 4 months after my bride Linda and I were married. That was a real leap of faith that she took, and I'm glad she did. And she has been patient with me ever since. Well, it was October of that year, and my Boston Red Sox were set to square off in the World Series against Bob Gibson, sporting a 1.12 ERA for the season, unheard of, and the rest of the powerful St. Louis Cardinals, of which he was a team member. Our wedding day had been on June 3rd of that year, and we enjoyed a brief honeymoon in our 4-day drive along U.S. Highway 17 up the eastern coast of the United States from Florida back to Dover, Delaware. I had enlisted in the United States Air Force a year earlier, and Dover Air Force Base was our assignment for the first 2 years of our marriage. Well, as the hour drew near for that first pitch of the opening game, and the games in those days were played in the afternoon, but it was the 1967 World Series first game, and my supervisor at the base radar shop, knowing my love for all things baseball, sensed that my attention was elsewhere rather than where it should have been on fixing the electronic navigational equipment for our military aircraft and on our military aircraft as they got ready to leave. Graciously and probably for the safety of our aircraft and the flight crews heading to Vietnam, he excused me to go home and watch the afternoon game on television. Driving off the base, I stopped at the base exchange grocery, as little like a 7-Eleven on base, and bought a six-pack of Ham's beer. For some of you, you might remember the slogan in those days, from the land of sky blue waters. I don't even know if they sell Ham's beer anymore. And just so you know, I quit drinking alcohol over 35 years ago. But this was during a period of my early life before I gave it up. I can't tell you today what a six-pack of beer costs, and I probably don't want to know. But that six-pack was the cheapest one they had, and it was 85 cents, which, believe it or not, was going to stretch our limited budget. The guilt from my purchase began to grow, and when my eyes fell on a florist shop while driving home, I stopped and bought two yellow roses, 50 cents each. The florist put them into a field of tiny white flowers, baby's breath, they called it, green ferns, and then all wrapped nicely in green tissue paper and tied up with a pretty yellow ribbon. $1 more that we also couldn't afford. But at least now I was feeling a little better about my self-centered purchase in a brown paper bag sitting next to me on the front seat of the car as I headed home with my bribe of yellow roses also now in hand and also sitting next to that brown paper bag on that front seat next to me. Linda met me at the door, beamed at the sight of the two yellow roses, which I pushed out toward her with the words, "Happy World Series." Well, it was the best I could think of at the time. Sad for me to admit, but they were the first flowers I had given her since we were married 4 months earlier. And also, they were given now from a sense of guilt, not grace. But Linda was thrilled. Never said a word about the brown paper bag hanging from my other hand or what was in it. Just one of what would be many times to come through the years of her grace and her love that she always showered me with. The Red Sox lost game one to Bob Gibson's record-setting performance of 17 strikeouts and eventually lost the World Series. But the tradition of the yellow roses, now I usually give her a dozen, given on the first day of every World Series, has continued without blemish for 54 years, and it will be 55 years in a row when I give them to her this Friday. A glorious tradition, despite its less than noble beginning. And I also began to give them to my daughter-in-law, Amy, and granddaughters, Hannah and Ellie, when God brought them into our lives. It was an unexpected beginning to a memorable moment and tradition, which now underscores a much higher message between Linda and me. We don't live back there, but we embrace it as part of the foundation established under God for our lives together. It is an annual symbol for me, renewing the lifetime commitment to my bride, who was and remains a precious gift from God. And each year, no matter what is going on, it is a moment and a reminder of our commitment to each other under God, of the blessings in our lives, and to ideals higher than self, and whether you can believe this or not, even higher than baseball. Traditions, no matter their beginnings, are often a mark and reminder of the purity and value of those important things and people in our lives. Maybe you have a tradition that you need to make sure stays alive. Maybe you had one that should be renewed. Or maybe there's one you've always wanted to start. Why not? Traditions, as the Apostle Paul reminded us to stand firm in, are those which reflect God's grace. That's what he was talking about. And his teachings on how we should follow him and honor him by positively impacting and loving others in our lives, by being like Christ. Traditions which are cherished and nurtured, which energize us and remind us of a higher, more majestic and eternal view of life. It's that time of year. But it's always that time of year, my friends, to remember the special gifts of people in our life and of the dreams for our lives which God has placed within our hearts to be all who we were created to be. Traditions aligned with God's will for our lives, calling us to add value to the lives of others while building meaningful and eternal relationships every day. Happy World Series once again, year number 55. For our World Series Yellow Roses to my precious bride. And to all of you, dear friends, also, happy World Series. Press on together. God loves you. God loves me. Play ball. Play ball with him, with each other, forever. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this simple message. Thank you for the opportunity you gave me to rise up above selfishness and to take what was a selfish moment and turn it into a glorious tradition of love and honoring a precious gift that you gave me. Help us, Lord, to see that in our own lives every day, to see those precious gifts that you give us every day in our lives. And those people you bring before us, Lord, that you ask us with you to lift, to be, help them become all that they were created to be, and also to demonstrate to them and to show them of your call in their lives to make a difference in the lives of others that they touch. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thank you for this special time. Every day is a special time with you. Thank you for my gift of my bride. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.